producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, how do you like waking up and hearing that a lot of the medical research that you are learning about and articles are being written and news media outlets are, you know, reporting could be completely wrong because people are lying? Now, I mean, I've been warning you guys for years about this, but we have here a headline that many medical research subjects who lie are messing up the study results. Duh. They say some people are lying to get into the medical research studies. You make some money. A lot of times when you're a research subject, you make money. And they say it potentially can make drugs appear more safe or effective than they really are. Some people may stretch the truth or outright lie because they want to participate in a study that pays money to its participants, according to a paper published today in the New England Journal of Medicine. They say in a 2013 study of 100 people who frequently participated in research trials, a quarter of the subjects said they had exaggerated symptoms, and 14% admitted they had pretended to have a health problem they didn't have just to get into the study. In addition, more than 40% said they had participated in two studies at the same time without telling the researchers, hence double dipping. So, according to the researchers of the study, Dr. Resnick, a bioethicist at the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, and David McCann of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, said fabrication or falsification of information by research participants can undermine the integrity of the study. Duh. So they say if a study's drug's effectiveness included a few people who only pretended to be the health condition that the drug aimed to treat, then obviously the participants are going to look good. Or they're going to say, yeah, I feel better. I don't have depression anymore. Well, so then pharmaceutical companies may inappropriately discontinue the development of effective medications, preventing patients from receiving valuable new patient options. You know, or somebody could say, yeah, I got a side effect. Did you really get the side effect? Or, no, you know what? I did not get a side effect. I feel fine. I'm taking the medication. I am fine. You know, but you look like you have a rash on your neck. Oh, no. I just got a sunburn the other day. I'm fine. Drug is good. Keep me a part of the study. Don't kick me out of the study so I still get paid. Huh. So, there was a sleep study in 1980 that involved taking lithium. One participant did not tell researchers that she previously had anorexia and bulimia. This could cause imbalances in like minerals and salts like potassium. Lithium is not recommended for people with low potassium. And the patient would have been excluded from the study if they knew she had an eating disorder. But here's the problem. In the middle of the study, she suffered a heart attack and died. So, you know, patients need to, you know, realize that they have to be completely, completely honest. Not only for us to get good data, but so that they don't get hurt. They said researchers may want to consider providing rewards for participants to tell the truth. Resnick and McCann said the doctors researching. For example, researchers could tell participants that they were given a blood test during the study to check for prohibited medications and then provided them rewards such as cash or gift certificates if the results show they are not taking other medications. I don't know how you could tell if somebody's lying or not. Now I don't know. I mean, lie detector test, but I get very, very concerned. Well, I told you, I have that on the football field. I have to decide if a kid's going to go back out there and play. They're like, I don't have any pain. I'm fine. And I'm like, look, okay, you're not playing this game, all right? And if you lie to me, you're not going to play any game. So you tell me the truth. Okay, yeah, I'm still having pain. All right. You know, I don't know how to get people to tell the truth. I can't get my kids to tell the truth. I can't. So, well, let's just quickly review. When do you trust a case study? All right. Well, there's a bunch of different types. Okay. So you got these case theories and case reports. These are a collection of reports according to, guides.mc library from Duke. Okay. It consists of collections of reports on the treatment of individual patients or a report on a single patient. They are reports of cases. There's no control groups. You can't compare outcome. All they are is a case report or a case series. So it's not really a test, but they're like, we have a case report of this person having swine flu, this person getting sick from this medication. They're just cases. Then you have case control studies. So the patients who have already had a specific condition are now compared to people who do not have the condition. The researcher looks back to identify factors or exposures that might have been associated with the illness. So they'll rely on medical records and patient recall. These types of study less reliable than randomized controlled trials we'll talk about and cohort studies because, again, it's looking at, well, in these cases, this person got diabetes while taking Lipitor. So per the patient, he took the Lipitor, didn't have diabetes. Maybe it's related. So case control studies are done, but again, not as scientific as we would like. Cohort studies look at a group of patients who are already taking the medication or had an exposure, and then they follow them over time, and then they compare them with another group that was not affected by the exposure. These cohort studies are observational, still not reliable like the randomized control, because the two groups could differ in ways and other variables, but at least it's a little better than just looking at some cases. You're now taking the group and you're watching them cohortly. So you're observing what happened to them, and then you're comparing them to a group that might have not got, you know, might not have been exposed to Fukushima or Chernobyl, etc. Now you got your randomized controlled clinical trials. These are the ones you want. They're carefully planned experiments that introduce a treatment or exposure to study its effect on real people. They use randomization, so there's no bias. They'll either use double blind or blind where the researcher doesn't know who's the one getting the medicine. This way you don't have a researcher going, oh, I like her, she's pretty, so I'm going to give her the medicine. See what I mean? And then they have the no intervention groups, the control. The randomized control trial is very, very planned, has a lot more evidence. You have systematic reviews, which basically look at previous studies. All right, the studies are reviewed. They look at for quality, summarize, etc. Hopefully, they're reviewing studies that were good studies. Meta-analysis looks at a number of studies, and then they mathematically combine the results to get a statistical. And then there's other types, but we'll end it there. So those are some of the different types of studies that we look at, okay? But don't just give somebody a questionnaire. The lie. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So aspirin could almost double your chance of surviving cancer. And we've talked about aspirin before. I remember my father. My father took a daily aspirin, not for heart disease, but because he wanted to prevent getting colon cancer. We won't ever know officially if he would have had colon cancer because he still died of a heart attack. But we've been talking about aspirin and protecting cancer for decades. But it doesn't hurt when we have more studies. They say it found that 75% of patients taking a daily dose of aspirin were still alive 5 years after being diagnosed with intestinal cancer, stomach cancer, pancreatic cancer, and throat cancer. but the survival rate for those not on aspirin was only 42%. Experts say the drug is a quote-unquote magic bullet that should now be prescribed as soon as cancer is diagnosed. Now, this is kind of interesting. Okay, bowel cancer. So, I don't know if we're talking about colon cancer per se or colon and gastric cancer, intestinal cancer, all right? But throat cancer, pancreatic cancer, stomach cancer, they say here. All right, you would think that having acid reflux or something that irritates the lining could possibly worsen your chance of survival with throat cancer, pancreatic cancer, stomach cancer. No, it doesn't. And that's what's very, very interesting about that. The findings back up numerous studies that have shown that aspirin also helps prostate, breast, and lung cancer. Aspirin's cheap, and it's supposed to reduce the number of blood clots that tumors can hide in. Marlene Frouz, who led the Dutch research involving 14,000 adults, said given that aspirin is a cheap, unbranded drug with relatively few side effects, this will have a great impact on health systems as well as patients. She pointed out that it would be much less expensive than the personalized treatments now being advocated by medical researchers. Patients in the study were generally taking like the 80 to 100 milligram pills. Usually baby aspirin is 81 milligrams. I don't know how they got the one, but they did. So baby aspirin is about 81. So if you're taking a baby aspirin, little baby aspirin, look at you, little baby, you should be fine. In the study, these people were taking it to prevent heart attacks. 43% had cancer of the colon, 25% had cancer in the rectum, 10% had cancer in the esophagus. The remainder had cancers in the stomach, pancreas, and bile duct. The researcher was led by the Leiden University Medical Center, going to be presented at the European Cancer Congress in Vienna today. Professor Nadir Arbour, who is, I guess, a Congress's spokesperson, says aspirin may serve as the magic bullet because it can target and prevent ischemic heart disease, cancer, as well as Alzheimer's. These are three major health catastrophes in the third millennium. Oh, we're in the third millennium. I've never heard us talked about that way. This is the third millennium. Makes you feel old. But Dr. Ann McCarthy was like, wait. Even though aspirin is widely, there's always somebody that has to stand up and go, what? Wait. Even though aspirin is widely available, it can have serious side effects, like internal bleeding. So cancer patients shouldn't take it without talking to their doctor first. Yeah, I had a patient who was taking Advil PM. Not Tylenol PM, but Advil PM. And he was using that a few nights a week to sleep. All of a sudden he comes in and he looks like death walking. And he's a healthy guy. And I'm like, you are yellow, but not yellow like hepatitis, yellow like pale. You're supposed to be pink. You're whitish yellow. All right? That's the look of someone about to die. I go, you have got to go to the hospital and now. So he was admitted for a few days, and it turned out he had a GI bleed. And the only thing they could think of, because he says he doesn't drink, was the Advil PM, although alcohol accentuates that. So I'm not saying Advil or aspirin is going to give you guys GI bleeds to the point that you could die, all of you, but you don't know if you're at risk. I would say, though, if you drink alcohol, you're definitely at higher risk. If you have a history of ulcers, you're definitely at higher risk. Family history, okay? Last week, American researchers announced they were recruiting 3,000 women to test whether aspirin stops breast cancer from returning. The team from Boston believes the pill could increase survival chances by up to 50%. Aspirin, again, reduces prostaglandins. Prostaglandins cause fever, swelling, discomfort. You know, when you have a bad period, prostaglandins are usually at play. So that's why we take anti-inflammatories or aspirin. But what most people prescribe it now for is preventing heart attacks and to slow platelets from clumping together to form clots. Large number of studies are taking place now to test benefits of aspirin, not only in heart, but cancer. So we'll see if this wonder drug is something that we really, really should recommend to everybody. But it's interesting. They say men and women in the late stages of malignant melanoma lived almost 8 months longer when they were given certain anti-inflammatories. So we'll talk about that as we get more data on that, because that's going to be interesting. Again, you got to be careful. Okay? You got to be careful with these things. I don't want everyone to just start popping, you know, aspirin. A lot of you guys are making yourself bald, especially you women. All right? A fifth of women over 25 are currently suffering hair loss or hair thinning, and a lot of it is because of our own fault. All right? Almost a fifth of us, people. And a trichologist, Philip Kingsley, trichologist is a hair and scalp expert, said 80% of his female clients in New York and London have this problem. And more than, well, I would guess, because he's a trichologist, more than half of the sufferers are between 54 to 64 years old, but one in eight are under 35, according to a survey of 2,000 women. Women are not taking their photos, they're not going to social events, they're not meeting new people, high percentages of them. Many women say it makes them feel self-conscious, anxious, embarrassed, concerned, less confident. You know, I started losing my hair, and I still have a lot of it. Now, remember, I have a lot of hair, okay? I mean, I had so much hair, I had a unibrow, everything. But when I started to thin, not only was I worried about cosmetic, but to me, I felt like something is going wrong. I got something wrong medically inside. It is a very, very concerning thing. You feel like your hair is thinning. Make sure you get checked out, okay? You know, yes, female baldness does happen. A lot of women lose hair, and women will thin with their hair. But still, I want you to make sure you're getting your thyroid checked, make sure you're checking for diabetes, etc. They say, sadly, a third of those suffering said they haven't done anything to address the problem because they're too embarrassed to seek help. And a lot of times, too, you're like, okay, you know what? It's just going to, I'm just shedding. It'll be fine. And then by the time you go to the doctor, you got big bald patches. No. There can even be fungal infections, inflammatory infections. They say a variety of things could do it. Crash diets, stress, processed foods, certain birth control pills could also do it. Most people lose about 15% of their volume before they even notice it. Genetics could do it. Polycystic ovarian syndrome. Like I said, thyroid, etc. In 2010, the American Hair Loss Association said that it is imperative for all women, especially for those who have a history of hair loss in their family, to be made aware of the potentially devastating effects of birth control pills and normal hair growth. Birth control has progestin. Progestin is a synthetic version of progesterone. It also has a high androgen index that could cause you to lose hair. So you have more testosterone-like features. More testosterone, more hair loss, even though men originally need the testosterone to have all their hair. Progesterones with a high androgen index include the medroxyprogesterone, norgestrel. A lot of you birth control takers take one with norgestrel, etonorgestrel, levonorgestrel, and progestins with a low androgen index are the drosperinone and the cyproteranone. So, that's some way, you know, one way you could avoid it. Make sure you get your thyroid checked. Make sure you're eating healthy. Make sure you're resting. Another thing, too, a lot of you guys do is you do the very, very tight braids. Traction alopecia happens because you guys have very, very tight hair or you're doing the very, very sleek hair look. I think like Kim Kardashian does it where her hair is so tightly taken back. Well, that can cause traction alopecia. You start to lose hair that way. So when do you get examined? According to the trichologist, Dr. Kingsley, when the hair is shedding more than normal for longer than 2 months, more than normal during shampooing, brushing, pillow, and clothes. It's normal to lose 100 hairs a day. People who see more between shampooing, etc., that then you want to get checked. When your ponytail is thinner, when your scalp becomes more visible or you have a reduction in volume, the hair is not growing like it used to, the ends are finer, and excessive growth in other parts of your body could be a sign of some androgen disruption. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a New York woman who luckily is alive, unfortunately, according to the city, is dead. And she's lost her benefits. A Brooklyn woman got a disturbing letter saying she just lost all her health benefits because she was declared dead. Now, why would a city send a letter to a person they think is dead? How is she supposed to read it? As CBS New York reports, Selma Cohen, 87 years old of Midwood, Brooklyn, is very much alive. But she received a letter this week from the city's Bureau of Fraud Investigation saying she is dead. I said it must be wrong. Maybe it's a joke or something. The letter said Cohen's Medicaid was discontinued because records indicated that she was deceased. She says, if they have down that the lady is deceased, I doubt they're going to send me a check. When you're dead, they don't send you checks. After call to Medicaid, Cohen found out that it was a computer error, a mistake easily made, but not easily fixed. When she went to the Medicaid office in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, a clerk told her they couldn't help her, and that she would have to go to the Social Security office to apply for a state ID to prove she is alive. Well, that process could take weeks. She doesn't have that time. She said her Medicaid premium was supposed to be covered through December, but without coverage, she can't go to the doctor, and she can't take her medication for her cancer treatment. She worries she might also have lost her Social Security benefits. She writes, so I probably won't get my check this week, and I get food stamps, so I didn't go food shopping the last few days. I don't know if they stopped already my food stamps. They're not going to give me food stamps if I'm dead, she writes. The city said it is looking into Cohen's case. She already had to cancel one doctor's appointment and does not know how she will survive if she loses all her other benefits, too. Cohen said until she is reinstated, she wants to be reimbursed for the Medicaid premium she paid. I don't blame her. How scary. She's 87 years old. I mean, first, just to think, if you know, imagine you being 87 years old and now you have to go to the Medicaid office or the Social Security office and sit there for hours in lines going up to a clerk that goes, I can't help you. I don't know what's going on. That is some scary stuff. And I get very, very nervous that these computer errors, we saw computer errors occur ourselves. We had glitches happen where we weren't getting paid on tons of patients. And it was so bad that we almost had to close down. I mean, by bankruptcy, close down. And we can't do this. We can't do this. And you can't tell a patient, well, look, pay us cash while you're waiting for your, you know, government insurance. You can't do that. So we didn't know what to do. And it was a very, very scary time. And all we were told was there was a computer glitch and still it didn't get officially fixed to the point where we got paid. So, you know, it's very frustrating, which is another reason why I get nervous as a doctor with single payer. All right. If it's the government that's going to be the ones paying us, I'm not very, confident that we're going to be able to keep our doors open. So I hope Selma, luckily, this is in CBS News. Luckily, she's getting some press. Hopefully, things will get done. But, oh my gosh, that's scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There was a 911 call made because a monkey was eating mail out of a neighbor's, mailbox. Okay? Police officers usually get calls, all right, that there's wild animal issues going on, okay? Ducks, bears, alligators. But Monday morning, a 911 caller reported that a mail-eating monkey was sitting on top of a neighbor's mailbox. They say our officers are ready for anything, literally. Luckily, somebody in the neighborhood saw that the monkey was there, recognized the situation was not normal. And so five police officers came because they didn't know if it was going to be aggressive, along with members of Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, responded to the call as a precaution. Officers used a patrol car to block off the road, shook a water bottle in an attempt to lure the monkey away from the busy street. The tactic worked, but the monkey then went on top of the patrol car, and then he decided to pull molding off the car. Later, the monkey's owner, who had the proper permits on the animal, joined officers in the wild chase before more damage was done. The monkey's name was Zeke. Within 20 minutes, the owner was able to coax Zeke back to his arms. Come here, Zeke. Come back to mommy. Our officers' response to pretty serious and all horrific calls, according to, police department. It's nice to be able to respond to something of this nature, a little more lighthearted and a happy ending. A female lieutenant self-proclaimed animal lover took a photo with the monkey and, of course, did a selfie. For all people to respond to the call to coax a monkey, it was definitely her. So, you guys, what do we take from this? Don't go up to the monkey. Don't go up to these animals. You have no idea. Okay. You know, even though they're out of their habitat, they panic. I mean, even my cat, don't go up to my cat. If my cat is running around the neighborhood, do not go up to the cat. Okay. This cat will go pee pee all over you. He is a real piece of work. I would suggest if you see my cat running around the neighborhood, call animal control, call SWAT, call the National Guard, because Shaky Boo is one rough dude. I call him Sacudito. 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 Maybe that's one of the reasons why he leaves the house and he runs around the neighborhood. But he is one scary, scary little tushy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, many of us go to get our mammograms. And I guess there are computer-aided mammographies that is a tool that many people are using called CAD, computer-aided detection. Unfortunately, a new study says they may not be worth the cost. They looked at analysis of more than 625,000 mammograms conducted between 2003 and 2009. They say the studies on these computer aided detection systems have been inconsistent, so we set out to do a definitive study. This is Dr. Constance Lehman, co-director of the Avon Comprehensive Breast Evaluation Center at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. After controlling for key variables, we found that CAD does not improve performance and offers no benefit. What I would say to women is that when going for mammogram, they should certainly want to go to high-quality health centers, but whether a center is using a computer-aided detection or not is not a relevant factor. The findings appear today in the online edition of JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association, Internal Medicine. Now, the U.S. FDA approved the use of these computer-aided detection in conjunction with digital mammography back in 1998. In 2002, the government raised reimbursement rates by Medicare and Medicaid to help pay for this. As a result, by 2008, nearly three-quarters of all facilities catering to senior women, those with Medicare, use computer-aided detection using mammogram evaluations. This is being reported by Health.us News. According to the study authors, use of these computerized tools costs more than $400 million a year. I know some of you will say, well, wait a second. So Medicare increased their reimbursements, and now all these places do it to get more money. Okay, I know it sounds like it, but that's not what happens, okay? There's technology out there, and this technology is expensive. And a lot of places cannot afford to have the technology if they're not going to get reimbursed. I would love to have a mammogram in my office. I would love to. But if I'm not going to get reimbursed for it, it's too expensive to have a mammogram, and I can't go under because I want the fancy piece of equipment. So same thing with x-ray. It's rare that my office has an x-ray. Most family doctor's offices don't have x-ray, but because I'm married to a chiropractor, we use the x-ray enough to it justifies us having one on the premises. And I love it because being an ER doc in the past and an urgent care doc, I love looking at my own films, looking at the pneumonia, looking at the fractures. I just like doing that. And so, but in order for you to have the fancier type of equipment, you know, yeah, you're going to have to make sure you get reimbursed first. Anyway, so they looked at these studies and they found that, you know, overall didn't really improve detection. I personally like MRIs. I think MRIs rock. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. Again, that's vanishingcash.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Somebody is giving their monkey a little bubble bath. Oh my gosh, this video, Tom, is so cute. He's getting stripped on date.
I had to send it. It was just too darned adorable.
Oh.
It's a baby monkey just hanging on for dear life and getting a bath. It's just too cute. Too cute not to share.
Oh my gosh, he needs kisses. I wish I could bathe my kitty cats because they really have a stinky tushy. I don't know why animals do that, but they always shove their butt in your face. And cats do that because I guess they want people. I guess that's how cats communicate. They sniff each other's butts. And I mean, my cat, I mean, they all reek. And so I tried to give one of them a bath, and she just scratched me to the point where the bath water was all full of blood. And we're talking a whole tub.
I found a way when I was a kid that kind of cleans cats, but it's not necessarily approved. Just, you know, stick them in the toilet and flush till they finally escape. Throw some detergent in the upper tank. You're good. You're good.
That is a good idea. Oh, I should.
Probably considered animal torture, so I don't recommend it. But
right.
It does get them cleanish.
Yeah, and then, well, you know what? If you don't bathe the cat or bathe your dog, that's considered neglect. So you got to do something. You know?
Yeah, and no other way to do it without hands, except for that. Did you see? I'll send you the video. There's a cat bath thing where they've got the Little Mermaid's Under the Sea song. It's hilarious. I'll
send that. Under the Sea. Oh, I love that. All right. Well, good. Okay, so good, good, good. So now we know how to clean our cats. You could throw them in a toilet. Meow! A lot of you guys love Chipotle, and I don't blame you. It looks good. In fact, I'm going to want to eat some lunch soon. And I guess Fox News has 7 ways to cut major calories from your delicious burritos that you get at these chains. They say a lot of Tex-Mex or Chipotle chains, you could get a burrito that's over 1,000 calories. You got the tortilla, you got the rice, you got the beans, cheese, chicken, salsa, cheese, sour cream, guacamole. At Moe's Southwest Grill, about 945 calories. At Qdoba, 1,035 calories. Chipotle wins at 1,275 calories. So the Center for Consumer Freedom recently launched a campaign called Chubby Chipotle. And its argument that even though the chain's ingredients are quote-unquote natural, there's nothing healthy about stuffing a 1,000-calorie burrito in your mouth every day. They are financially supported by some other traditional fast food chains that Chipotle is currently stomping. I was wondering how that was going to work because people are going, rather than going to McDonald's and getting a hamburger, or doesn't the Whopper now have a black bun burger for Halloween? It's disgusting looking. I would not put a black. They thought that would maybe go viral. I don't know. It looks stupid to me. And then how do you find the dark mold on the bread? I have to be able to see my bread. I have to be able to see it. So scary stuff. So a lot of people are like, okay, well, I'm going to go to Chipotle or I'm going to go to some of these Mex places, have them put the fresh ingredients. It's going to be healthier. Maybe it is. Maybe you are getting less processed foods. You're not eating something frozen. You're eating something fresh. That's cool. But when you load up on it, you could be getting more calories than what you would have eaten at other fast food places. So they say drop the tortilla. Don't take the tortilla. Okay? I never do. I never eat the tortilla. I just eat what's on the inside. Okay? Even though you could get a whole wheat tortilla to get you fiber, etc., they said you could save about 300 calories, which would mean you'd have to walk about 4 miles to burn that off by not taking the tortilla. I just like to get a bowl of the rice, the chicken, and cheese, okay? So I basically have a burrito with no beans because I don't need the gas and no tortilla. Go riceless. What? All right, well, rice is more carb. So if you could get away from the rice, you could save yourself about 250 calories. Yeah, the burrito's less wimpy, so you could stick lettuce in it, okay? You can put lettuce in your rice instead of the rice. Be picky about your proteins. They say a serving of pinto beans is 10 fewer calories than a serving of black beans. Sorry, we usually have the fart sound with the beans. I apologize. As for meats, chicken tends to be the lightest option as opposed to beef. They say stay sour. We love cheese, but sour cream seems to be less calories. You could save about 100 calories, which is basically 10 minutes of continuous push-ups. Beware of the guacamole. I can't stand when somebody does little tiny bitty little guacamole, little aliquots. Don't aliquot my guac. I want a nice big heaping thing of guacamole. But they say a single serving size of guacamole can add 230 calories to your meal. Do a 2 tablespoon serving of guacamole, which is the size of a ping pong ball. It has 60 calories. Here's the thing, though. Guacamole is pretty healthy. If guacamole is done right, okay, you know, when it's avocado and, natural guacamole, it's good. The problem is that some of these store-processed guacamoles have creams in them and cheese and things like that that may not make it as healthy. So you're right. Honest to God, fresh guacamole is healthy and it has good fats, but still high in calories. Sauce carefully, okay? They say if you have the salsa, that's tomatoes, chili peppers, herbs, and spices, they're good. But corn salsa can have more calories. So they say be careful with that. Choose mild tomato salsa over the corn salsa. And then they go, why don't you just get tacos? They say 3 fully loaded tacos, meat, cheese, guac, and sour cream in crispy corn shells have anywhere from 585 to 765 calories, much lower than burritos. And you getting 3 tacos makes you feel like you ate more than one big food blob. Okay? Personally, I like chimichangas. I like a big, huge chimichanga with a bunch of guac, and the chimichanga is full of rice, chicken, and cheese. I could go to town on that. That's just wonderful. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so a lot of talk about these waist trainers. Do they work? I guess a lot of people wear these waist trainers. Kardashian wears them, makes your figure hourglass. They're supposed to promote weight loss and maintenance, et cetera. A lot of doctors are like, no, they're like corsets, and they do not promote fat loss, and you might want to, avoid them. Yeah, you may seem to look sexier, but there is no good science saying they really lower your waistline. Kim Kardashian has posted selfies in waist trainers. They say she is obsessed. I don't see how that is healthy on your internal organs. I really don't see it. I know it kind of gives you that hourglass shape and it makes you look all good, but all it does is push in your organs, and that stresses you. When your body is stressed, it is not going to like it. So I would suggest you lay low, just exercise, maybe suck it in every now and then. That should pretty much work. Well, a woman has become a grandmother at age 29. A Russian woman, making her the youngest babushka in the country. I remember babushkas. See? According to Central European News, the woman Natalia Kanakova gave birth to her daughter when she was 14. Her daughter was not named, recently gave birth to a baby boy at the same age her mother did. So Natalia is happy. She says history has repeated herself. She has followed in my footsteps. We're also very happy to finally have a boy in the family, as I have 4 daughters. She's 29 years old. Wow. Can you imagine being able to listen to the same music? I mean, me, I'll like a 50s song will come on. I love 50s music. Or some 80s music will come on, and the kids are like, gosh, Mom, that stuff's old. All right? And I'm like, well, what the hell are you listening to? Ludmila Rodnikova, head of obstetrics department department of the hospital where the grandchild was born, expressed her regret that the new mother would not be able to enjoy her youth, as now she is responsible for her baby. Yeah, I don't know why the 14-year-old had a baby too. That's not good. All right, but the age of sexual consent in Russia is 16. Apparently, I'll tell you their ages. I'll leave you guys hanging. 1-877-DOCTOR-LY, don't go away.
Take me down to the little white church. Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit retail.